Father, as the psalmist said, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I cry out to you. My heart and my flesh long for you. As in a dry and weary land where there is no water. And so, Father, we come to you this morning as desperate people in need of you. And we come earnestly seeking you this day. And so, God, we stand on the promise that when we seek, that we will find you. That you are not a God who desires to be far off and distant and aloof. That you are a God who desires to be with your people. You have come in the person of Jesus. You have sent your Spirit. And so it is with that great confidence that you are here, Holy Spirit. You are here, Lord Jesus, by the presence of the Spirit, that we say, you are welcome. We want you here. We need you here. We desperately seek you this morning. And so in our worship, we choose not to just sing words of songs, but we choose to be worshipers in spirit and in truth. We choose this morning as we gather around your word here in the sanctuary for the children in children's church and in the nursery, we seek not just to be hearers of your word, but to be ones who receive it and then are doers of your word, who respond to it. And so, Father, would you lift our view of you this day? Would you change us and transform us? Would you speak to us? And would you give us grace in accordance with our desire to be doers of your word this day, to respond accordingly to what you say. Oh God, have your way this morning. We welcome you. Meet each one of us as you would meet us as a whole. Would you meet each one individually as well? We look forward to what you have in store for the glory of your name. And so, Father, as we pray often, pray again, may your kingdom come here in our lives and in this place. And may your will that's always done perfectly in heaven may be done here in this place and in our lives. For your glory, I pray. And all God's people said, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise, join us in worship if you are able. Last week was Easter. And so we're just going to kind of start our time of worship, you know, even just coming out of that. And reflecting on Easter, allowing that to just, you know, not end on that Sunday, but carrying it over into our lives after that. So we're going to just celebrate Jesus' resurrection as we begin our time of worship together this morning.
Jesus!
What amazing news. He is not dead. He is alive. Lord God, we just praise you for that today.
Thank you.
Depths of our hearts and loves us the same. And I know that the depths of our hearts can be pretty ugly sometimes, and yet he loves us the same. And this isn't true of just you and me, but you know, we look at all the other people in the world, whether or not they've been reconciled with God, he still loves them. And in 1 Timothy 2:4, it says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior. And this next part, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. That is the will of our Father. that all people would be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And we're just singing about the truth of who God is, right? Incomparable, unchangeable, amazing, our amazing God. And this is, in a way, like an if, kind of like an if-then passage, not quite, but like the reason that he is urging us in prayer and petition and intercession is so that all would come to be saved and to a knowledge of God and who he is. I mean, this isn't just a simply knowing about God, right? That's different, but to know him personally. And so as we go into this next song of worship, to be praying and interceding on behalf of the world, on behalf of others, even on behalf of ourselves, you know, saying, Lord, I want to know more of you, because there is always more of him to know. And so that may that be our heart as we worship him here. So, Lord God, we just ask in this moment, Jesus, that you would break our hearts for what breaks yours, for others to know the truth of who you are, Lord. May your kingdom come and your will be done here in Dorseyville, here in our lives, in Pittsburgh, across the world. God, we pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Shout Jesus.
Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Oh, shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. From the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing.
Power.
Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus, I speak Jesus.
So I just want us to take a few moments of intercession.